So we return to our study and preparation to be a Christian officiant in terms of the Lord's Supper, communion. So what is it? So let's just talk about it from a ministry training perspective. What is the Lord's Supper? Well, we found out that it really was the replacement of the Passover meal. So it's the Christian replacement of the Passover meal. It is a ritual, ceremony, habit done in the church and has been done for 2,000 years. So we see that. And something about ritual, rituals are extremely important. Habits are extremely important. So this is a habit that's in the fabric of the Christian tradition, the Christian church. It's something that functions to give purpose, and the reason it's been done for generations upon generations is that it was instituted as a habit that we should be practicing. It is a long-standing tradition, and I bring that up because it is deeply embedded in Christianity. So what does it mean, or what does it do for someone? So let's talk about that. Well, it brings the spiritual presence of Jesus Christ to partakers. Now, there are different ways that's theologically understood, and let's talk about those ways. There's transubstantiation, that's the Catholic view, and the Catholics believe and have come to believe that when the priest gives the wafer, it actually becomes the physical body of Jesus Christ. The Lutherans, consubstantiation, believe that that the elements of Christ's body are with and in the elements themselves. And you can take the theology class to get deeper into what that means. Calvin, which became sort of the view that's shared by most evangelicals or Protestant churches, believe that the spiritual presence of Christ Jesus is there when communion is taken. There was one more view that was commonly shared, that was a Zwingli view, that it's a symbolic memorial that reminds us of Christ, but it really didn't address whether his presence was there. So those are those views. So what does it do for someone is when you take the elements and share the elements, you are bringing the presence of Christ to those who participate. What does it do for you? What does it mean? Well, we understand it as a nourishment. Nourishment of the soul, that Christians who partake of the Lord's Supper are nourished through the presence of Christ. It is a meal that helps us rid our bitterness, our sin, unconfessed sin. So what does it do for those that we share this? It helps them, remember in 1 Corinthians, but let a man examine himself before he takes. So as an officiant, that's a theme that if you have people that you regularly officiate the Lord's Supper, to ask them. I know as I've officiated the Lord's Supper, like in hospitals, before I do it, I'll say, let's have a little prayer of confession, Bob. Is there anything that you want me to pray for you? Is there a confession or something? And so many times people will say yes, because something is bothering them. It's hurting their healing. You know, it's interesting, the Apostle Paul talked about, you know, why are there sick among you? I have seen people die of bitterness. And when someone's on a healing path, you as an officiant can really help them just get their soul purged away from those things that drag people down. It's also a visual sign. where someone may say, just like it was a visual sign, Passover, people would say, well, what does this mean? Well, it means this. So it's a visual sign of the gospel promises. It is also a proclamation of hope, in that Jesus said, do this until I come back. In other words, I'll be there. My spiritual presence will be there. Continue to do the Lord's Supper through your lifetime, and know that someday you will eat with me in the kingdom of heaven. So it's just a beautiful place of hope. So who is invited? Let's talk about another question. Who's invited to the Lord's Supper? And there's a little bit of debate about this. We know believers are invited. Many people believe when Jesus said, let the little children come unto me, children of believers, that it's an open table, that if you do not see a child who is struggling in any sin, let's say you have a teenager, and they're struggling with sin, you know, you may say, you know what, let's not take that. But a younger child who just in innocence of a walk in faith, you know, many believe that child is welcomed to the table. But in general, we know that it is for believers. Now, some denominations or churches believe it's for believers and members of their church. And what's understandable about that is that as members, maybe there's more supervision. But then others say, well, the supervision is a relational supervision. As an officiant, you would know those they are sharing the table with. So if you think about what is communion, I want to go back to what I said in the last presentation. It is a fellowship meal. What it does for you, yes, it brings the spiritual presence of Christ through a fellowship meal. It nourishes your soul in a fellowship meal. It keeps you free of bitterness in a fellowship meal. It is a fellowship meal that remembers the death of Jesus Christ, the payment for our sins. And it is a visual sign. It is something clear that we can see. So the Lord's Supper is a beautiful thing. So I want to do one more thing. And what I want to do next is just go through the form. So if, let's say you're now sharing the Lord's Supper. How do you actually do this? Well, you're leading, and you may, it might be part of another service. Or it might be the service itself. Or if you're in a hospital, you're a chaplain, and you're officiating communion, you know, it might be that you'll read a Bible passage. And maybe it's a Bible passage on bitterness, or especially if you're in a hospital and someone, you know, asks you to read a passage. Can you read Psalm 23? Then connect. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Sure, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And then you can say, you know, Sally, the presence of God is with us. So we're going to take communion now. And you can pass out the elements. And then as an officiant, you know, you too have the bread and to reenact the drama. And so what we're going to do now is look at the form itself. And again, you can do variations on this. So when the person you're leading has the bread and you have the bread, or the group has the bread and the juice, then say, for I receive from the Lord what he also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. So then take hold of the bread in your hand. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. So break the bread as you are saying these words. and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So then pass out the bread to all the participants. And again, the bread may already be passed out, but again, you have to just kind of see where the context is. So now everybody has the bread, and then say, "Take, eat, remember and believe, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ was given for the forgiveness of all of our sins." Then eat the bread. Now, while you're doing this, again, no rushing, you know, just kind of, you know, just sort of let this moment settle in. It's a sacred moment. Then say, "In the same way, after the supper, he took the bread, saying, or took the cup, sorry, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.'" So then pass the cup, the wine or juice, to all the participants and say, "Take, drink, remember and believe the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ was shed for the complete forgiveness of all of our sins." And then all of you drink the cup together. And then say a prayer summarizing the theme of the service or the passage that you read as it relates to the Lord's Supper. So what's happening here is a beautiful experience with people as you are officiating the Lord's Supper. And at first, if you're new to this, it might be you might feel a little bit nervous to do this, but it won't be long, and it will be second nature to you as you are helping people to partake of the body and blood of Christ and to be nourished in a spiritual way.